Welcome to today's episode of Un Pozo Vacío, The Empty Water Well. My name is Margarita Ochoa Smith, and you're listening to Margarita on the Mind. I'm thrilled to be with you today to explore an essential topic in the behavioral health field, the pivotal role of compassionate leadership. With years of experience in behavioral health, both working with adolescents, veterans, I've seen firsthand how leadership goes far beyond management. It directly impacts patient outcomes, staff well-being, and even the broader community. Today, I really want to discuss why compassionate leadership isn't just beneficial, but necessary. We've all heard many different leadership styles, and when you listen to compassionate leadership, you're asking yourself, what is it? Well, compassionate leadership at its core means leading with empathy, understanding, and a commitment to the well-being of both patients and staff. It's not about being soft and nice. It's about being present and actively listening and making thoughtful decisions that uplift an entire organization. And at times that means being culturally responsive and really knowing the group that you're working with and your coworkers, the people around you. In behavioral health, where emotional labor is a constant, a compassionate leader creates an environment of trust and support, which ultimately leads to better care for our patients. And we all look for that, right? There's all kinds of data reports and analytics that we have to submit and really show that we're having good outcomes and positive outcomes for the services we provide. And then we often think of patient care in terms of treatment plans, medications, and therapy sessions. Think about all the documentation and the time that's involved in doing all of that. But leadership plays a crucial role in a patient's recovery journey. When staff members feel supported, they're more engaged. They're attentive, they're reliable, and they're capable of providing high-quality care, which is something we all look for. If we're going ourselves or our family members go seeking health care and behavioral health care, we want quality care. We want providers that are emotionally well. Patients, in turn, also feel more secured and valued, which enhances their overall experience and can even improve treatment outcomes. Studies have shown that when healthcare workers operate in a compassionate environment, patient satisfaction and adherence to treatment increase. Again, we're all tasked to have satisfaction surveys and have 30-day follow-ups, so all of this is really important when you put into context why this is an area of focus in behavioral health. Compassionate leadership doesn't just benefit the patients. If we think about it, it transforms the workplace culture. In an industry where high burnout rates, a leader who prioritizes staff well-being, it creates a ripple effect. This means that we're also mindful to be compassionate leaders, but not fall into an empty water well ourselves, right? To be able to have strategies and have activities and have an intentional investment in our own well-being. When employees feel valued and heard, they experience less stress, stay in their roles longer, and they continue to be more positive and effective in the work environment. This kind of leadership fosters innovation, collaboration, and resilience, qualities that every behavioral health organization needs to in order to thrive. And on a bigger scope, right, and a broader societal impact, if you think about this, the impact of compassionate leadership extends beyond just our offices, just the organization. Leaders who advocate for mental health create inclusive policies and champion emotional intelligence, influence the field at large. When organizations prioritize compassion, they help shift societal perceptions about the behavioral health field, reduce stigma, and encourage more people to seek out help. We suspend judgment. In many ways, the way we lead today shapes the future of mental health care. So as we wrap up our episode today, I really want us to remember that leadership in behavioral health isn't just about managing teams. It's about inspiring change. Whether you're a clinician, an administrator, or an executive, leading with compassion can redefine patient care. It can redefine the work culture and even the industry in itself. Thank you for joining me in this discussion. Let's continue to build a future where leadership and compassion go hand in hand. Until next time, Margarita on the Mind. Take care of yourself and lead with your heart.